You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. You're welcome to the... You know what it's like when you want to run the live program? I just forgot the name of my program. I wanted to say Democratic Forum. Yeah, welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Some people would have had so much fun that, you see, there's not only one person that can make a mistake. And so on. I've heard a lot of that. Okay, welcome to the Daily Digest. And it's nice. This is the first day of the week. As usual, they'll be there for me tomorrow. And other programs Thursday and Friday. But for today, we'll just have a potpourri of things. I want to knock off this... you remember last Saturday, I had a discussion with a young gentleman called Tomola Bakari, you know, and he's 11 years old. And it's a pity I can't play back for him what he said. And he said that Messi's overrated, you know, he's a Ronaldo fan. So I now want to get back to him to ask him what he thought of the match. And whether he now acknowledges that Messi is the king of ball. Hello, Tomola, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, fine.
Good morning.
Morning. Why are you sounding so meek now? Is it because Argentina won the cup? You are not happy.
According to me, I don't think this cup Argentina was supposed to win. For the fact that it was 2-0 and France came back 2-2 and Argentina scored again 3-2.
Yes.
France now scored again.
Yes. So what is that?
If not for penalties, I think France would have won that match.
But they didn't win and Messi scored. Shebi, you were saying the other day that Messi was overrated. Do you still
He's
think
still
that...
overrated, sir.
He's still overrated. Tell me why.
Yes. He didn't even get the golden boot. So it was Mbappe. He got the golden boot. I feel that Messi was not supposed to win. You see, Mbappe deserved the cup. He deserved it.
Oh, Mbappe deserves the cup. So who is your number one footballer now? Is it Mbappe because he got the golden boot? Or is it Ronaldo? You tell me.
Still Ronaldo, sir.
It's still Ronaldo.
Yes.
So when you grow up, do you want to play like Mbappe, who got the golden boot, Messi, who won the cup, or Ronaldo, who was kicked out of the tournament at some point?
I don't want to play like any of them. I want to play like Ronaldinho.
Wow. Where is Ronaldinho? Does he still play?
No.
He's retired?
Yes.
Ronaldinho, is he a winger or is he a striker? Which is he?
Yeah, he can play midfield, and I think he can also start. I'm not sure.
But what are you? Are you a winger or are you a striker?
I'm a winger.
Yeah, a winger. Okay, tell me, how many goals have you scored in your little career? How old are you now?
11.
How many goals have you scored in your own career? Tell me.
Well, I don't count my goals in my academy when we're playing league.
Okay, you don't count. When are you playing next? I want to come and watch you.
Well, I don't know, but we're going to start when second
game of Costa. Oh, okay. How do you see the match? Tell me, did you find it exciting?
It was very interesting.
Yes.
It was at the 75th minute that fans just woke up and started to score.
Yes, I had thought that Argentina was going to beat them silly until France. Why did France not play so well in the first half? Do you know?
I don't know actually.
But what about the penalties that they lost? That was not that. Would you have scored it if you had one who took the shot?
Actually, I would have, because I noticed that Argentina's goalkeeper, he kept on going to this specific spot. If they had been shot it to the other side, they would have scored.
Okulakai. So, anyway, you have said that you want to be a footballer and later become an entrepreneur because, according to you, my mommy and daddy work in the bank. Do you want to be a banker or you want to be an entrepreneur?
Entrepreneur.
Okay. Okay, it's nice talking to you. I've spoken to the people in sports, and they say they will put a call through to you one day because your analysis at 11, I think, is just... Even Kekere here did not do any analysis. He did not do any analysis about the ball.
I give up. Tamola is better. He's good.
You give up.
Yes, it's good. He's good.
Uncle Shadi Fia used to play football when he was four, and they called him Kikiri. But he was a midfielder. You were a midfielder, Abi?
Yes. No, I was a striker.
He was a striker. Yeah. How many goals did you score?
I didn't count. But I score goals.
He scored goals. Okay, Tamola, thank you very much. And thanks to your mommy for making her phone available. This is a good reason now why you should tell your mommy to get you your own phone, okay? Hello? Oh, we lost it. Okay, bye-bye. See you. All right, thank you. Have been knocking off. Okay, that's my friend Tomola. You know, it's amazing what young children, you know, the kind of things that you hear from them. Sometimes they will totally shock you. I called a five-year-old this morning, and I was shocked at what she told me. In fact, I was shocked because at five, you wonder how she was able to string the sentences together, and she knocked me over with all the chakra that I have as a speaker. Myself and her mom, we were completely knocked out when she just asked me just one question in less than half a minute. Self, just asked me one question like this, Moluleni. So it's good to give kids. Let's always give and encourage them, you know, to. These are the ones who will make Nigeria better, in all honesty. You remember the sheriff, you were not here on Saturday. We had a seven-year-old. I said, what would you like to be when you grow up? She said, I'd like to be the president. I said, She said, girl, seven. She said, so I said, what will you do? Do you know she had a kind of manifesto? Yes. Go to is there any social media, the discourse on Saturday? If I posted it as a girl, seven-year-old, wants to be president and has a manifesto, where the adults are still trying to make up their mind, I will not talk, I will not do this. The seven-year-old, she was able to articulate three things that she was going to do, clearly, of course, with a small girl's mind. I think in the new year, I might dedicate a day to the kids, maybe Friday or whatever it is, and let's listen to them. Let's listen to them. You'd be amazed. That child that you are sending to school, paying so much school fees, and you just tell her, go and bring the paper and do this and do that. And please, make sure, if you can afford it, that you buy a paper for your child every day. Maybe you would have read it during the day in your office, and you're going home at 5 o'clock. Just pick the day's papers and give it. My dad did that, you know. I used to read the Daily Times every day. And in those days, you had vendors. You don't have them again, you know, vendors going through the streets of Yaba. Daily Times, I just keep one.
Yeah.
And then I remember reading, my first target was to read the cartoon, Garth, in the Daily Times. And I used to read, I remember as quite a young person, I used to read some nice, by the time I got to secondary school, I think I was already reading Ebino Topsy, Till Death Do Us Part, and all these strong writers we had back in the day. All right, let's open up our lines. Let me see what you feel about what we've done so far.
Yeah.
And then I'll move on to the next issue. Our lines open?
Yes, they're open.
0700-993-993-993 and 0145-7190. In the spirit of Christmas, like I said last week, the fatwa that we put on Pastor Ladipo has been lifted, so I'm looking forward to having him call in. I sent him a message over the weekend that all is well. We just wanted to I don't think we should take these things to heart too much. We just wanted to show that we should follow rules and so on and so forth. So all bans are lifted by the authority given to me by this gentleman sitting here, DP. Mr. Alaji, Mr. DP.
Yeah.
I take the first caller.
Okay, it's good.
You say?
Oh, that's good too. Yeah, this one.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, it's dropped again. The calls are dropping, so I'm just going to hang up now so we can hang up all of these ones.
What about the female?
Gone. Another one is here, yeah.
Hello.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Guru one. I want to thank
Buru, Buru. Okay.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy, you are laughing.
No, why are you calling Buruburu one? I was wondering.
All round, I know.
Yes, all round.
He's here again.
Yes, sir. The man not asleep.
I want to say happy birthday to all my Chris. All the Chris. I didn't know this guy, Baba Chomala, December baby.
Is it today's birthday?
No, I mean, December. I had him the other day.
But we don't know the particular day.
I don't know the date. So all the Chris.
He not go talk because he knows that we will end up coming to his house. His room, really.
Okay.
Traffic or not.
We are going to live long. We'll see our children.
Amen.
We go to and chief. We call every one of us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I have seen my children's children. Maybe that's grandchildren.
Yes, that's grandchildren.
Have you seen your children's children?
No.
They dare not show up in one night. You know that story we did, by the way? You know that story we did this morning?
Yeah.
On Firo.
Yeah, the Firo.
Yes, I got a message from my sister. Something like prayer is very important, this and that. You know, my sister is a heavy pastor. Those are the people who are praying for me. Whilst I'm in the front, they are praying. They say behind every successful man is a woman. Yeah, my own is my sister, Ojimeon. But I want to explain that I did not say that people should not pray. What I'm saying is, God is not going to come down and do any miracle. Mm-hmm. What the best God can do is to open your eyes to what it should be. The action is left to you. And this attitude where we sit down, I've seen people who've lost their jobs and they spend the whole day sitting at home reading the Bible instead of going out there to look for what to do. You know, it's just like this overemphasis on prayers. There are no miracles anywhere. Don't be deceived. There are things that happen once in a while, miracles, yes. But it's because they don't happen often. That's why they are called miracles. So when you are talking to a congregation in the stadium of 60,000 people, and you say, God will bring a miracle in your life, and all of them say, amen. You cannot have 60,000 miracles.
60,000
miracles. I'm not saying that. Of course, it's good to pray. You can pray. But what is lacking in most people, believe you me, as they are praying, is faith. As they are praying, knocking heads and jumping on the ground, their faith is very weak. And then, apart from praying, I also believe, spend quiet time thinking things out. That's why God gave you a brain. Spend some quiet time. Could be in the toilet, could be in the whatever it is. Spend a quiet time, 10 minutes, just quiet time, maybe lying down on your bed, quiet time, and try and work things out. And don't contract this job to other people. You know. As in just for you to sit down and do that and say, my God is out there. Okay, let's take another call.
Yes, let's take another call.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, it's gone. Let's take another one.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle
morning.
Jimmy.
Morning.
My name is Inyang from Surulere.
Yes.
You and Baba Kikere, you always make me very happy.
Yes, and we are glad.
In fact, Tom and Harry. Again, faith without work is vanity. It doesn't work.
So yes.
You are very correct, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Any faith without work is zero.
It's zero.
Say so. So people should not be talking about God, pray without doing something. You are not going to get anything. I'm very happy looking up forward always to be hearing you and your Ogade, who is, of course, Baba Kekere. God bless you all into 2023.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, now, there's one story that we missed out this morning because we didn't have enough time. And I'd like to talk about it because it's quite important.
That's a Lagos story.
That's a Lagos story.
Yeah.
A protest as policeman enforcing ban kill motorcyclist. And so this story says that a policeman attached to Sagamu Road Police Division. Where's Sagamu Road? What part of Lagos is that? Anyway, they've allegedly shot dead a motorcyclist, Stephen Alabi, also known as Dr. Asabo Market, in the Ikorodu area of the state. Alabi and his colleagues were said to be at a park close to the Sabo Market when the policemen arrived to impound motorcycles from riders operating against the ban on motorcyclist operations in the state. A motorist, while speaking with our correspondent, that with Punch correspondent, said the policemen were attempting to seize a bag from his colleague when Arabi intervened, adding that one of the policemen shot him. And he says that the incident happened on Thursday. Motorcyclists were at a park at the front gate of Sabo Market when police stormed the area in the premises to impound the motorcycles. Whew. So they were about seizing a bag from a motorcyclist when the deceased met them at the front gate of the market around 3 p.m. They say Alabi was trying to settle the matter between the motorcyclist and the police when one of the cops cocked his gun and started shooting. One of the stray bullets hit Alabi. This accusation is very significant because it wasn't an accidental discharge. If it is true, I'm putting that there, says he cocked his gun and started shooting, apparently arbitrarily, and then was one of the stray bullets that hit. And he says, we don't know why the policeman started shooting. We attempted going to the Shakamu police station, but we were told that the policeman at the station would detain us if we went there because the policeman responsible for the bullet that struck Alabi was from the station. Another motorcyclist, who gave his name simply as Adam, while lamenting the incident, said immediately Alabi was shot. He was rushed to the Korodu General Hospital but was rejected, adding that he died while receiving treatment at a private hospital. We would like to know why he was rejected with the gunshot wound at the General Hospital Ikorodu. How people are still not doing this habit of saying that you need to get a police permit before you treat a gunshot victim is the dumbest thing I ever heard. That a man who has been shot to go and get the police permit before he gets treated. I think that what we say is that whilst you are treating, you can contact the police, can make a report to police, but you treat him first. So it'd be nice to know why he was rejected. And he says that we want the government to help us. Stephen is dead. May he so rest in peace. The point gathered that colleagues of the deceased staged a demonstration and blocked the Ebute Igbogo Road to express their grievances on Saturday. And speaking during the protest, a motorcycle who gave his name as Tobenda for security reasons confirmed that the police were enforcing the ban on motorcycle operations when Alabi was killed. However, the state police public relations officer Benjamin Hundeng, in another narrative, said the mob attacked a police patrol team on the false belief that the team was responsible for an accident involving motorcyclists and the tactical area, which led to the shooting. Investigation is ongoing to unravel all the false facts behind the shooting. Okay, so we've had incidents of stray bullets, in the first instance, talking about the enforcement of the Okada, whatever it is, I think that is falling apart bit by bit because they're coming back slowly. The responsibility that we talked about on the road that is from Edo to Idumota is still going on as we speak. Drivers driving in reverse and so on and so forth. Some vehicles even coming one way. That's as far as that goes. But we like her because we are not investigative people here. All we do is just comment on what is here. We'd like to, our colleagues to dig in further. The part that bothers me the most is the rejection by the General Hospital. If you can't run to a general hospital at the time of emergency, I wonder where you can go. The reason why I'm speeding it up now is that we have to go on a short break. I don't want this engine to, just to knock me off. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll look at this, we'll conclude with this, and one or two other developing stories. So don't go away.
You're listening to Jimmy Diso.
Jimmy Diso.
Right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And we just have about 10 more minutes or thereabout. Now, you will remember that I sometimes admonish us to listen to our 7:30 program because some of the issues that I raised therein, we would want to continue. We might want to continue at 9. I'm looking at this story that has to do with Dr. Okupe, who was sentenced yesterday, and he paid his fine. To state some facts very clearly, for those who are saying that why was it this time that this is happening. I say it's a real coincidence. The case has been on since, I hear, 2019. And therefore, you know, judgment would have, you know, it goes hearing back and forth, and judgment just came about this time. So I don't see any sinister thing behind it. In all honesty, I don't see. It could be, but I don't see it. But what is most important is, because of the mantra that the Obi campaign has, personally, I think that Dr. Okupe should just step aside so that it doesn't taint the campaign. I mean, that's, he can still be a member, but just for symbolic, in fact, he could be the in-house DG, but you have somebody else, you know, representing the organization at a, so that he's not used against Obi. I hope people realize that, so that these issues are not used against Obi. By tomorrow, if that hasn't happened, I can imagine, you know, all his opponents would use it, and it will taint his campaign. I don't think it's too much a sacrifice for Dr. Okupe to do, which I think really and truly by last night he should have issued a statement to say that, given the circumstances, because whether you like it or not, for now, he's been convicted. Even if the fine is one penny, if he has to fill a form to the embassy and they ask, have you ever been convicted, he has to put yes. And that's what it is. No matter what nuances people feel surround the case, it's, and it, you know, it's a competent court of law. I suspect he will appeal, though. He will probably go to appeal court. But before, the campaign is moving at such a fast pace that and I'm surprised that the candidate himself and Dr. Okupe, knowing that the judgment was coming up, would have, by now they should have discussed the issue. The story here says that the leadership of the Labour Party said they would first obtain a copy of the judgment of the court. There's no, the copy of the judgment doesn't have any bearing on what your decision should be. Either you think that, you know, what has happened would put a stain on the campaign or not. And that decision is made very swiftly if you are not to think of persons. So this idea of, and that's part of the problem we have in Nigeria. There are some things that are plain. Whatever is written in that judgment has nothing to do with your, you either think that it doesn't matter and let him continue, which is, itself is their choice, you know, or you do the honorable thing, and which I think Dr. Okupe should do long before there's any meeting, and just step aside that I don't want anything to, you know, to taint this campaign. I don't want anything, I don't want to bring any bad whatever to, let, you know. And that goes on. Okay, so I'm going to open up our lines, and I would ask that all rules will apply, and let's just be, just give your opinion. Don't be abusive, don't be anything, or on either side of the divide that you are, because I know, especially in the social media now, there'll be trading abuses and so on and so forth. We'll have none of that here. By the way, I keep disengaging my Facebook and Twitter, you know. I'm not going to associate with people. You can disagree, okay? But when it comes to insulting people, and there's a lot of that going on, when it comes to insulting people, I'm not going to be part of that. I'm going to disengage a lot of people. If I've given it over to my man who handles my social media, I'm going to disengage, not because they are critical, but because some of them are just abusive and complete irritants. You know, some narrow-minded, very little. I'm not going to see people I cannot sit with, you know, and just have a chat with without us. I'm not going to associate with them in the social media. It's a free place, but I'm free I'm free to associate with whoever I like. And it's important that we state here also, my social media is my private. So if you think I'm biased there, yes, of course, it's my opinion. It's not tied to my job. You need to get that right. He's biased. And those who keep saying, I don't listen to him again. If you didn't, don't listen to me again. How then, how come are you reacting to what I've just said? Stop all these things and let's all be decent and have, you know, instead of all these abuses, I'm going to disengage a lot of them. That's going to happen within the next 24 hours. So if you do call in, let's have a decent, you can see, let's just have a decent whatever, okay? I pick the next caller here now. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
if you can remember, Olusemeto was also convicted of the same crime.
Yes.
And some people refund their own. Labour Party ought to have known that they shouldn't have used somebody like that have a case in court. They should have allowed to pay a background role. But coming out now, I don't know what they're going to do about it. I think his followers should just be very careful not to use it to tarnish the man's image, because it's a very serious issue. And yes, this is somebody that come on social media, on media, and be saying the masses are suffering. Why? He is one of the people that contributed to what the masses were going through. So it's a sad story for them. I wish them well, sir.
Okay, yes. I seem to align somewhat that better care should have been taken, more so, according to you, which I tend to agree with, when he had a case in court. Okay, and I think this is a lesson. Always do background checks on people. If he had a case in court, then you should know that cases could go 50-50, no matter what assurance the guy gives you. Okay, and so yes, I think that sounds reasonable to me. Hello, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Is it your birthday today, Abi Wulonso? Which one are these in?
My birthday was on the 10th.
It's back. Okay, sorry. Okay, Baba Chioma, go on. Hello? He's gone. We lost him. Hello? All right, let's pick another one. Hello?
Morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Morning. Hello?
I hope you can hear me.
Yes. Are you in a moving vehicle?
Yeah, I'm just outside.
I'm
outside, not in the vehicle.
Okay, I can hear you now, but please, let's all try to call.
Now, concerning this judgment, Mr. Jimmy.
No. The there's too much background noise, okay? Always call from a very quiet place. I'll pick the next call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
This is Jason Callum from the student.
Yes.
I didn't thought me to be choose this man, Joey Okunfor. I mean, I had some case in the court and don't have the case whether they find guilty or not. We have so many other men here that is supposed to choose. But then when this thing is happening, so let's even before you come to this level, so let's say I change it before now. And now, see what you are saying, he somebody to taunt him or another this thing. And as I already said before, there's something you said before, Nigeria like prayer. And there is no way God has ever created a robot. We have a role to play. God also has his own role to play. When we play our role, like God will say, obedience, bring blessing. In every Nigeria, we say, like, you say, somebody that needs a job. Yes, you go outside, you tell people that you need a job. They come back, you pray. Like God, you put it in their mind. But Nigeria, everything we do, they want to pray. God has turned his back to us. Except to repent and do the right thing. Nigeria will change it.
All right.
God bless.
Please, leave me out of that controversial thing of prayer. All right, let's take another one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is TJ. I want to comment on the Okada shooting incident.
Yes, go ahead.
I live in Ikorodu, and I relate to these Okada people. Mm. You know, there is a general ban on Okada as not coming to the express. But there is no Okada ban in Ikorodu. It has not gotten to Ikorodu. What these police people do is they just go about arresting and molesting these Okada at their own initiative. Whenever they feel like they need money, they arrest these guys. They collect a huge sum of money, 20-30K from them, and then they arrest them, and then they rinse and repeat. That place that the thing happened, Sabo, it is not an express road. They are then in Ogunsanya Road. Okadas are always there. If you go there now, they are there. It's just that the police just decide whenever they feel like maybe they need money or something, they go and arrest these guys, they collect money from them, they release them,
okay,
and then they rinse and repeat. That is what they do.
Okay.
There's no Okada ban in Ikorodu. The only ban is they should not come on the highway.
Okay, we'd like the police, if Mr. Hundeyin is listening, to please issue a statement of clarity and tell us what actually, and if the man who took that shot has been arrested and is going to, you know, first face trial internally, and taken to court for under whatever case the DPP finds suitable. Under charge, sorry, not case. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Yes, my name is Aloki Lola from Maguru.
Yes.
Yes, about this police of it, things that they will always be in the news, you know, for one wrong reason or the other. This is, you know, on a daily basis, I must say, especially to these some officers, the truth is that most of them are not trained. They are illiterate. Some of them are even criminals. Sorry to say, some of them are criminals. They don't value human life. All they know how to do is to kill innocent people. And it's secure
okay.
the release of some criminals.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I think he's quite angry, but I think what he's trying to say, and I agree with him, is that I have the feeling that our policemen are not well-trained. I have that feeling that they are not well-trained and their minds are not well-conditioned. You see, when you want to train a man, you have to train him psychologically. Not just put a gun in his hand and show him where the trigger is and tell him to fire. You must, in him, there must be that caution that is at the most critical moment that I should release this bullet. But you get a lot of this firing, police firing. One day I would have been dead. The sheriff would never have known me. I went that years back. I was handling Crusader Insurance and they had their office somewhere on Martin Street. The MD, I was in a meeting with him, Dr. Ye, something, I was in a meeting with him. He got up to go and do something. By the time he came back, there were a towel downstairs and the bullet had come in through the glass. I can't remember who he was, but it was something like that. What happened? The policemen were escorting the banks, were going away with money, you know, with the, what do they call this vehicle? Bullion van, it's the famous bullion van, and they said let them discharge to threaten everybody. They were shooting up, and they came. You know, you can see a lot of indiscipline in the way. And look at police affairs generally. The every Tom, Dick, and Harry now has a police. The other day I was on a video, even a Celestial Church leader in the Sultana had a policeman in the middle of the church with camouflage uniform and so on and so forth. Our police system has been abused, and that's why, you know, people have relatively very little respect for them. It's been abused, and I wonder why the authorities continue to let this happen. It's as if our policemen can be, they are like a gun for hire organization. And it's very sad. It's very, very sad. When we think of policemen of the past, you know, when we were young, what you call a policeman, or you go to other countries, but here, they're just everywhere now, carrying back for Madame, you know. And all these things contribute to indiscipline within the force. One of these days, I'll try and see if I can bring in some retired policeman who will tell us what policing is really like, or should be. We have almost what I would call a ragtag police force. It's very sad. Very, very sad. By the way, I'd like the authorities in Lagos, Commissioner for Police, who authorizes that, you know, when you're going, you know, because Eko Bridge has been blocked. To get to back on the bridge, you have to go through Ijora. Just at the point where you want to make that turning, we don't know whether this checkup is illegal or not. But all they do is check particulars or something. I've been stopped about 2-3 times. Then they look in my car and see the press sticker and the camera there, and most times they just go away, wave me with it. I say, speak now. Why did you stop me? Nobody can answer. Something tells me that checkpoint is illegal. Because what we are told is that there will be stop and set, not checkpoints. We want clarity from the PRO of the police too on that. Just as they are climbing the bridge, you know, turning right to go to Eko Bridge, we find that they cause traffic in that place. What's the time? 9:52. I think I can take just one more. I can take one more reaction. I can't. I should go. All right. I see you all. Our guy has spoken. I see you all tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Bye.